Okay, Rabbi Say, we are holding today on Daf Mem Hey. For him, it's not a joke.
I don't even have a Gemara.
He's out of it. Completely.
He ends in Mem Beis.
You got caught in a time warp. That was your problem. It's okay. Barnea used to be caught in the same time warp all the time.
I went through that.
You probably think it's Sukkot or something. They did it. It's a classic of Candid Camera.
It was really October 22nd. And he walked in, and then it's going, Merry Christmas, all decorated. And he stands there, this dry cleaner's in shock for a while. He said, what happened to 2 months of my life?
Let's try that again.
Zuk the Heilige Mishnah.
Mitzvat Arava Ketzat. How do we... Getting now into the practicalities of Hoshana Rabba, and the Hoshana is every day. Makom Hayah Lamatam Yerushalayim. It was once a place at the bottom of the road. Coming up to Yerushalayim is called Meitza.
Because of all the springs that came out
there. That's not what the Gemara says, but that's the Motz and Barnea's neighbor. And the Gemara was another neighbor.
Is that Lifta?
Yordim Lasham. Yordim Lasham. Umalaktim misham murbayot shel arava, so they would go down there and collect. This was every day that they would go down there, and they would collect these long branches, soft branches of arava. Ubayin vezokvino tam bitzidei mizbeach, they would then put them into the ground right next to mizbeach. Roshim kfufim agavei mizbeach, top, which was so tall. The branches that the top would bend over the top of the Mizbeach. We'll see in the Gemara how large that to be. Taku ve'riyo v'taku. And at that point, they would be tekeah. Tekeah is a sign of simcha. The mice of the Rambam holds, based on the sugi later, that this was taking place at exactly the same time that the Nisach HaMayim was taking place. And that the tekeah, was a tekeah, we'll see later on, it was tekeah for Nisach HaMayim.
So this was a ceremony that they placed it and marched in. Was it just
you want to turn it into an Israeli tukas?
No, I don't want to
call it.
I'm talking what they
a
just
ceremony. This is an Avodah Shemayim.
I'm saying they did it just like the Nisach HaMayim. Everybody gathered and they watched.
Oh yeah,
it,
yeah. Which is I wish we had a machlokas, which is also machlokas in Psak, as to whether the sivuv hamizbeach was done with these morbiyot. Also, if the netila was also, this is the machlokas, was there a din of netila, was there a din of zakifa? So those that the Mishnah is not going only like the sheet that it said before that it was bezakifa. Because even if it's benetila, after the netila, they did the zakifa. Those who hold that it was benetila's lulav learn that they would use the branches from these morviyas after they did the zakifa. People would come and use the branches from the lulav. We'll take off fresh aravas.
Which was Be'ach? I don't know.
No, there's only one.
Be'ach HaChitzon, the one. Was that the...
10 Amasai, including the Kronos. We'll see the Gemara is going to make the Cheshbon. V'chol yom be'kifin ha-mizbe'ach pa'am achat. So every day they would walk around the Mizbe'ach again, depending on which sheet you hold, with these morbiot or with the lulav, one time. And omrim ona Hashem Mashiach at the time that they were walking around, like we do the Hishanets, Rabbi Yehuda Imre, they would say, not Ona Hashem, but Ani Vaho, Hoshiana. Ani Vaho just happens to work out that the gematria of Ani Vaho is Ona Hashem. Well, why would they say Ani Vaho? I'm sure you're familiar with the cheshbon of the three psukim of the Lamed Beis Osias, right? We have the Vayisa Malach Elokim, the three psukim, one after the other, in which Vayavo Bein Machane Yisrael, Machane Mitzrayim, that moment was a gilui of the Kvei Shemayim, Vayet Moshe's Yado. Those three psukim have an equal number of osias, 72 osias. if you add, put together the shemais of the first letters of the first, you start from the beginning of Pasuk 1, the end of Pasuk 2, the beginning of Pasuk 3, and you keep going, you keep moving in the same direction. You zigzag like that the whole time. You end up with 72 shemot, of which Ani is the first, and Ho, Vaho, Vezevav, is the last. Not the last, it's the beginning of the last. If you split the 72 into two groups, 36, that Vaho is the beginning of the last. It's Ani, actually, it's the other way around, but we reverse it. It's the Vaho is the first group, the Ani is the second group, but based on the Pasuk, as we'll talk about in a moment, we do Ani Vaho as a remiss to On Hashem. Why do I do Ani Vaho? There's a couple of, I'm sure you noticed the Girtza, Ani Vahu. Ani Vahu, which you see also in the Machzor. So Ani Vahu is based on the Yerushalmi. Ani Vahu also is a number of Pshati. Ani Vahu is just the remez that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was also in Golos. But that's based, Yerushalmi learns it actually from the Psukim. It says, Va'ani betoch ha-gola. So Gemara Dash, it's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then it says, Vuhu asur bezikim.
How is Vuhu spelled with an aleph?
Regular Vuhu. Ani, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vuhu.
Vav aleph?
Hey, Vav aleph, yeah. Referring to the Pasuk, not referring to this. Vuhu betoch, Vuhu asur bezikim is a reference to the Shechina. You'll notice that in the Hoshana that we do, Ani Vaho Shiana, that's Kiroshata Elim, is all about these psukim. We keep talking about how the Shechina was Osrima, that the either that Utseiti Aschem, we bring the pasuk of at the time of the Orein was captured by the Plishtim, so it was Kilo, the Shechina was in Golas. We mentioned the Kriyas Yam, that it was the Shechina was in that. So all of that is based on this idea of, also of the Ani Vahu. But we see that in the Ani Vahu as the drushes of the Shemites. So even if you have our gears of Ani Vahu, it's also a reference to the me and the Shechina. If it's the way the Yerushalmi has it, both are a reference to the Shechina. Ani Betocho Galah and Vahu. So we're asking for the Yeshua, that's Hoshana, not save us, not Hoshienuna, Hoshana, b'Moshiach kaviyachol the Shechina itself. So it should be a self-reflective act of Yeshua. So, and since it's Barame, it's also the On Hashem. So therefore, it says, Rabbi Yehuda, you're kolel everything. If you say Ani Vaho Hoshiana, v'Oseh Hayom, on the seventh day, you went around the Mizbeach seven times, which again is not necessarily Nageya, the din of the Aravas, because the seven times, going to Mandi Omar, that the Kofa was done with the Lulav and not with the Aravas, it's a separate halacha like we do, to walk around. What's the reason for this? I've said that it's a remes to Yericho, which we also speak about in Neishanas. We see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up this Seder Bechol Yoyim Pa'am Achas, and the sign of victory in the conclusion of that process is seven Pa'am. B'shat P'tiratan Ma'in Omrim. Now this appears not to have been in the Giras of the Mishnah originally, and they inserted it from the Gemara. The Rishonim don't have this in the Mishnah. But they would say, Yofi Lecha Mizbeach, Yofi Lecha Mizbeach. We're doing this ceremony from the South African point of view. We're doing this. No, it's really true. It's a very beautiful ceremony. So it has ceremonial aspects in it of COVID. What do you mean? You want to go back on it entirely? There's nothing good about ceremony. I'll always take the devil's advocate position.
So, Rabbi, while the Kohanim were down here, down below, doing the ceremony, what was going on?
What's down below?
You said in Motzen?
No, they just went to pick him in Motzen, and they came back up again. So, what are they saying? That this beautiful thing we do for you because we see our kapora as being dependent in the Mizbeach, and therefore we want to show, so to speak, our covenant and appreciation. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Leka v'lecha Mizbeach. We're doing this for God and for you. Lekav lecham mizbeach. Ke maaseo b'chol kach maaseo b'shabbat. We did exactly the same thing on Shvi, because as we saw earlier, Shvi is Deiche Shabbos. The only difference is, Shayu Malaktima Tomi Be'eret. They didn't go on Shabbos to cut the Aravas. They would bring them from Erev Shabbos. Umini Chanotan Begigiot Shel Zahav, Kedei Shelo Yechmoshev. They put the Aravas into vases made out of gold in order to maintain the freshness of the branches. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says, it was not Murbiot Shel Arava, was Charuyot Shel Dekel Ayumevi'in. They brought actually long branches of palm, v'choftim otam bakarka b'tzidei hamizbeach, and that day was not called the day of Arava, it was called the day of Chibut Charayot, of banging on the lulav leaves. That's a shaila, whether he argues or he says in addition. Some Rishonim say this is an addition. Not that he was saying that it wasn't called Bechlal, didn't have to do with the Arava.
It was a one-day affair.
Only Shvi. Again, according to others, it means this is what they did every day. The day in which they had the Shiva, so then it was called specially the Chibut
HaRavos.
Hoshana Rabba. Now, there's two ways of reading the next words. Either, Miyat Tinokot Shobtinet Lulaveihem, the Gedolim grab the kids, lulavim, out of their hands and steal them. Ve'ochlim et rogeihem, and they eat up their esrogim. So all of the, why was this done? Just to create a riot. It was done as a sign of simcha. So all of the older people would wait, grab the lulavim from the kids, take their esrog and bite them. Are you not allowed to eat the esrog? So Rashi learns that, but since these are kids, so it wasn't really muktzah the mitzvah completely, because they weren't chayiv in the mitzvah. So for this last act of simcha,
what?
Yeah, you can imagine what it was like, all the kids running, everybody chasing them, grabbing the love master, just created a whole sense.
Where is this taking place?
Miyat tinokot, out of the hands of... Right, that's how Rashi reads it. As opposed to very quickly they took.
This is all taking place in Harvai? All the kids?
Yeah. Whoever was there? And they would eat up their esrog?
Like the hands are tameh and everything?
Alright, what about Gezel? It's very interesting. Tosfos brings a raya from this fella. That at Echasana, he brings a meaning they used to have that they would dress up as animals. Like we have the people doing the short thing, you know.
Yeah.
So they would dress up as animals, and when we walk, they would oftentimes tear people's begotten. They would jostle with each other and so on.
Yeah.
So he brings a riot from here that you're putter on any damage that you caused, because you see over here, what was the heter to grab the kids who love him and eat the rest, right? It's Gezel. And even if you're tiny, it's only Ketanim. There's a takona of Gezel, Mishum Tarkei Sholem, even if they don't have Kinyonim. So you see that Mishum Simcha, where there's a noheg of Simcha, that there's no hakpora on this. Therefore, at a chasana, basically it says at the entranceway, enter at your own risk. So if you go in there and you're doing these things, there's no chia for damages. Very, very cute. Well, like, brings Mamash Araya from you.
Where was it? In the Holy Shrine or in Azura? Where was the...
It depends how... This is part of the ceremony. But Tosfos learns Kipshuta here. We'll see in the Gemara. It's two ways of understanding what the Gemara is asking. But Tosfos learns the way we would have read the Gemara B'Pashas. Miyad, immediately. The Tinokot or Shomtim et Ulavehem. They don't have the patience to wait, so they immediately take the lulavim and start throwing them and so on. And ochlim et
rogeihem.
They eat their own.
The first one's also the sword.
They've been waiting the whole sukkahs for this.
Okay. It was all stone. It was covered with stone, no?
Yeah, it doesn't mean inside. It means, you know, stick them as much as you can to get them over the mizbeach. That's, again, how Rashi works. Okay. So let's take a look. Why was Motza called Motza? Tana, Mokom Kalania Havit. Motza was actually a tax-free town.
Eilat.
It was Eilat. So Kalania was where the Romans would let off certain taxes. Yeah, comes from the word colony, obviously. And therefore, Tana Didan, my time of Karele Motza. Motza from the notion of Mutsa. Mutsa miyad misim. This thing was excluded from taxes, and therefore, tax-free area was called Mutsa. So it's Kalania. So therefore, I did a mefik, mi karganamalka Karele Mutsa, since it didn't have the chiyuvim of the mas to the Romans, so they called it Mutsa. Uboin vizokvinoton betzidei amizbeach Tana. The correct Gersa here appears to be rakot. The branches that were selected were soft branches. Va'aruchot, they were long, so that if you put them in the ground, they would be gvohot achat esrei ama. There'd be 11 amot high. Kidei shiyu gochot al hamizbeach ama. In order that they should, when they bend over, it says over here they were gochot, they would have an ama of leaves hanging over the Mizbeach, which was basically not over the fire, obviously. It was over the area between the Kronot and Mizbeach.
Not joined.
Sorry?
Not joined.
No, not joined.
These are tall, 5.5 meters.
Tall. Sure. Yeah. Omar Meimar Mishum Marzutra, but you see from here that they didn't put it in the ground. It says the ground doesn't mean literally the ground. It must be that they put these on top of the Yesod HaMizbeach. Because if they would have put it in the, on the ground, remember that by the time it gets up to the top of the Mizbeach, it has to cross the diagonals of the Yesod and the Sovev, each one of which goes in an Amah on the ground, right? Because the Mizbeach at the bottom was 32 by 32, but then it basically kept going in. So from the Yesod went out in an Amah, went up, went in another Amah, got to the Kronos, went in another Amah. So in order for it to actually go over the Mizbeach and Amah, you couldn't possibly have had it into the ground next to the Mizbeach. You would need to put it on top of the Yesod so that it started off one Amah higher and also was up close against the Mizbeach, so it didn't have that whole diagonal of the Yesod. So it gains on two ways. It gains the extra Amah of height of the Yesod, and it gains in that it doesn't. You don't need now the diagonal of the Amah of the Yesod to take off of it. Otherwise, how would it have gone over the top of the Mizbeach?
It was standing straight up.
If it's on the Yesod, it was standing straight up. If it was standing next to the Yesod, then it was on an angle, which is going to eat up a lot of the extra height.
How far in would it be approximately? I'm just trying to figure out.
Take out your cell phone and work it out.
I just want to know how far in. I've got the length. We've got 10 amas high. Okay, to minimal length. How far in would it be approximately in amas?
Figure it out. If it has to take 2 amas in length and has to now take the diagonal of those 2 amas, it doesn't get to the top of the Mizbeach.
I'm just saying, what would that be for a hypothesis?
I have no idea. When I figure out the question, maybe I'll be able to work it out. But you analyze it.
And how far in?
Tell us. Just tell us. Amah. It says an amah. There's an amah here.
No,
work it out. So it must be that it was on the Yesod.
Including the Yesod?
The Yisod, G'daydecha Aram Anachlohu. If you're going to tell me that it was standing on the ground, Michde, is it not true that it says, when it analyzes the Mizbeah, we had the following cheshbon in the Braisa and in the Mishnah. Ola ama v'kanas ama zeo Yesod. The Mizbeach went up one Amah, but then it was a step, went in an Amah as well on all sides. That was the area that we called the Yesod. It's describing over there the construction of the Mizbeach in forms. So you used boxes, basically, which you then poured in the Avonim that were taken from an area that had never been touched before. And then you put a smaller box on top of that. That was one Amah in on all sides, a smaller box on top of that, all the correct sizes of the Mizbeach. To build a Mizbeach, that was one solid construction of the small Avoni.
You removed the boxes or they stayed there?
Of course you removed the boxes, you were just molds.
Just molds.
Yeah.
Here they have
that. I'm in the middle of Shir Shef, unless it's an emergency. Okay, bye. Okay. So what are you going to do with that amma? Besides which, you've got the next box. The next box is five ammas. Five ammas, and then another amma in, which created the sovev. Then you've got a smaller box of three ammas, which is now becomes the mokam akronis. How in the world would you have an 11 amma high thing being gochot agabe amizbeach? There's no possible way that they could be an amma over the mizbeach if their own total height was only 11. It's impossible. Hekemashkachasla. El alav shmami. Now, therefore, the only thing to do is to take into consideration that they must have been put on top of the yesod, which adds an additional amma of height and takes in away the diagonal that they have to go in order to cross the amma of the yesod. So that way, okay, then it makes already sense to say that there's oil on the mizbeach. There's some discussion, by the way, just you should be aware of, about whether the market's correct to put in over here the girsa. Tosfos says that some of the Rishonim insist that you can't say the konas ama for the kronos, because the kronos were not konas ama, obviously. Tosfos says there's no need to change the girsa. The place of the kronos was an area of Knisa Amma. The Kronos themselves, obviously, were at the edge. The Kronos weren't inside an Amma afterwards, but neither was the Sovev. It's the area that's called the Sovev. The area on top of one Amma is called Makom HaKronot, despite the fact that you walk all around it up till you get to the Kronot. So you don't need to change the gears of it. It's important to note that the language is the same. It doesn't mean exactly the same thing. It's not referring to the Kronot themselves. You shouldn't get the impression from here that there was an amma around the edge of the Mizbeach on top, and then the Kronos were inside that amma, closer in. That's not the case, of course.
They're filling the space of an amma.
Yeah. Elalav shmamina, yesod manach lo shmamina. Om Rabbi Avu Maikra. Where's there a remiss to this in the pasuk? Shenemar isru chag ba'avotim. Take ilanot. Ilanot are called avotim that we see various psukim, Rashi brings from Yecheskel, avotim ayutzim rato. So thick with branches was the tip of the cedar. So you see the lashon of avot.
They're not avotim.
No, an eight avot would be, but avotim b'chol. It just is a lashon of leaved, thick-leaved ilanot, and so on. So that means isru. Isru is a lashon of surround with, as we find in Osri Lagefeniro. So the targum of Osri Lagefeniro is Saviv Saviv, that Klal Yisrael stands around and around. So here, Osri would mean Isru Chag Ba'avotim Arkanov Samizbeah. During Chag Asukot, take thick branches and surround the Mizbeah. It's a whole different reading in the pasuk. Okay? That's a remiss to this thing. Omre Biavu Omre Belazar, Kol Anotel Lulav Boogdo Isru means to tie things together. So that's the Agudat Halulav. Whether it's because Lulav Tzarech Agad or because it's Zeke Livan Veyu, but it's still an Agag. So Isru Chag Beavotim, using the Hadasim, which are Anaf Eitz Avot, and you now go ahead, Vahadas Ba'avuto. Then it's at kadosh mizbeach, meaning ma'ale alav akatuv ki ilu bana mizbeach v'kriv alav korban. That the nature of taking the arba minim is the equivalent of the aveda on the mizbeach. Very interesting and choshava idea, which of course goes all the way back to Gan Eden, which is v'anicheo b'Gan Eden lo avdo l'shamro. It's the makor of aveda, and that aveda is the aveda of sukkah. So obviously, the layout, that's the mayim and the care for the trees and so on, which is what it is that you do on Sukkot, which is the makor of all aveda, which becomes afterwards the korbanos. But must be that they're similar. Therefore, the pasuk is saying Yisru Chag Ba'avotim is the equivalent of Karnot HaMizbeach. Another meaning of the pasuk is. Let me just finish it. Kilu banam mizbeach v'ikrel of korban. Shema Yisru Chag Be'avotim. Ad Karnot HaMizbeach. It's the same It gets to the same point as the Kadot HaMizbeach. Rabbi Yirmiyah, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and Rabbi Yochanan says it's Mishum Rabbi Shimon HaMachuzi, Mishum Rabbi Yochanan HaMakuti. Kol HaOseh Isur Lechag Ba'achila V'Shtiyah, the way in which most people take this, Rashi brings this as a Yesh Omrim. Someone who connects the day after the Chag to the Chag, which is why we call it Isru Chag. Isur, that's the tied to Isur Lachag Bachila V'Shtiyah, and he makes a nice Seuda for Isru Chag. Ma'ale Alav HaKatuv Hilu Banam Izbeach V'Kriv Alav Korban Shinama Isru Chag Be'Avutim. Avutim in this sense would mean good gishmaka thick beef, right? Thick, a thick animal to give you a nice piece of meat for your Seuda. Ad Karnotam Izbeach.
Can we then do this?
We do do it. We do do it. As a matter of fact, this year we made up to do it by you. Make sure that it's avot. Otherwise, you won't be yitzad karnat and mizbeach.
Sort of a proper African bra.
A bri, absolutely. I don't know where he's from.
Especially because it's your book that said that Moses, because that's the source.
So what? What time? He's making trouble already. Look at this.
Sunday morning.
Sunday morning. Sounds good.
Hot tea.
No, tea is not avot enough. Okay.
I've never heard of a suit of Isur Chag.
Sure.
Is it brought in aloha?
Sure. It needs to be marked.
What?
We're going to make an Isur Chag breakfast? Okay. Oh, excellent. Okay, I think we do it every year. Okay, very good. So this year as well. Okay, the other meaning, if you don't hold of the Isru Chag, the Yesh Emrim in Rashi, Rashi holds the simple meaning is that if you make an Isru Lachag, meaning you surround the Chag, that the way you treat the Chag is with the covet of Achila, Vishtia, and so on, then it's as if the Aveda was on the Mizbeach. Nothing to do with the day after the Chag. Absolutely not. It would be a disaster. It's bad enough they don't give the kids off Erev Shabbos. Alright. You should know, whatever we do a mitzvah that is done with something that grows, it has to be done the way that it grows. It's not that it's an object, it's a living object. If you build a mishkan out of atse shitim are shitim trees, not shitim lumber. There's no such thing as taking the tree and turning it upside down and thinking it's the same thing. So you have to build the mishkan out of the living tree. It's no longer living because you turned it into what you think is lumber. But that lumber has to be standing the way it was standing while it was a living tree. The same thing is true using a lulav. What do you think? A lulav is an object. A lulav is a tree. So you try to be yoytze the lulav with the point down, you're not yoytze. You have to use the lulav with it going up. An esrog, you're going to hold the esrog with the pitim down. Gravity is what pulls it down. But if you take a look at the tree, it grows out of the tree facing upwards. So you have to hold it facing upwards, and so on and so forth. By the way, this is very negeya, what you're supposed to do in the Hishanas when you do the going down. Malo Merid. What does Malo Merid mean? Does Malo Merid mean you take the lulav and you point it down to the ground, which is brought by the Beis Yosef? Or does it mean the way we do it? You hold it up, but you move it towards the ground. The taina on the Beis Yosef is that it's not going to be Mekayim the Dinavat Seishitim Ayimdim here. If you turn the lulav to face the ground, so it's no longer in its natural position, it's now upside down. How can you do a Hishana with an upside down lulav? So we keep it right side up, maybe a little bit towards the ground and so on, in order to be Mekayim this halacha.
Excuse me, the Atzei Shirim Omdim.
That's three.
I don't know which way it grew. I don't know which way the tree
stood. You keep track of it.
It says they were brought from Yaakov Avinu, from Mitzrayim. And
no. It's a problem to keep track of lumber the way that the way that it grows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It had its mark this way up.
It is? They had marks on it to indicate what number it is, like your lulav, like your sukkah. It says beferish, not only this way up, but this board is number one on the eastern side, and so on and so forth, because each one had its place. This is Yaakov Avinu, man. We're talking about Saviv Lamitasay. What's the matter with you?
We don't have that.
Who doesn't have
that? Avinu, I'm saying. On the lulav. How do we know that we're holding it?
In New York, they have sliced lulav. So how do you know what...
I recall an oracle in there about a lulav from the other side of the world. The oracle in there discusses if you have lulav from the other side of the world.
Australia?
Vilasana. See those that say the world is round.
You know what is the top and the bottom?
I thought I did.
You see it come out of the tree?
Then you know.
There's a palm tree on your way out of the rova. You can take a look at how the branches grow.
Would I pass them? How do you know?
It's amazing. You see what happens in New York? In New York, the bushes grow into the ground. They have
bushes in New York?
They have the roots of the bushes sticking up, and the bushes go down. So now the shaila is, which way did Adas go? Did I write it from side there? Thank you, David. We had so much fun. We love you.
Flatbush.
There you go. No wonder. No wonder. That's like a great. That's the challenge. Oh, you grew up in Burrow.
Burrow Park. The Burrow.
Okay. Right.
The Avenue.
How do we know this? Shenemar atzei shitim omdim. They have to be omdim. They have to be the same way that they grew. Indeed, the Braita says they have to be standing the way that they grew in the ground. Dover acher omdim shema'amidim et tzipuyan. That what they do is that when we talk about the tzipuy, the two ways of creating a tzipuy. When we had the Mizbeach, we made three boxes. One out of wood, two boxes out of gold, put them one into the other, and that way the inner one was covered with a box. But the Atzei Shittim were not covered that way. They were covered with foil, so that they were the things that supported the gold, rather than the gold being able to stand on its own as a separate construction, which gave it a din of eight, as opposed to, because it was all dependent on the eights rather than on the zohav.
So tzipuyin is foil?
Tzipuyin is their cover. Tzipuy, mitzupe kesef, mitzupe zohav.
Does this imply that the tzipuy is more important than there is the maimid?
That's the whole shayla at the end of Chagiga, why the shulchan is mekabel tum, if it's kabel. That's all this sugya. It's all this sugya, that the eights should be maimid, it makes the eights special. Another meaning of atzei shitim maimdim? Is Shema Tomar Avat Sivram Ubatel Sikuyan. By the way, this is another one of the Kshorim between Sukkah and Mishkan. The Atzei Shittim Eimdim of the Mishkan teaches us the way in which you have to hold your Lulav and Esrog. Amazing. We saw before already a number of things, right? We saw the shear of the height of the Sukkah being learned out of the Mishkan. We saw the dinim of the Miluim. That's how do we know that a sukkah yurchayev b'yomu b'layla, from the miluim of the Mishkan. We spoke about the chinuch of the Mikdash taking place twice during the period of sukkahs. Here we have another thing, that the atzei shittim ha'imdim of the Mishkan is gufa, the makor of how to hold your lulav and esrog. So another meaning is, davar acher omdim, shema tomar avat sivram u'batel sikuyam. You might think that their hope is lost. Now that there's a churban, the oil mayed doesn't even have a remez. It was nignas when we built the Mikdash. And there's no sikui. There's no way that sikui comes from the word to look at. Sounds like a sukkah. Avat sikuyam. There's nothing to look forward to. Is sikui. Rashi brings sikui is the targum of habetna, which relates the sukkah to Tolkien directly. So that You might think that if you can't... Well, you think that's a joke? What is the impact of the ring? That you can't see it. Exactly. That's the pshat. The Yetzer Hara destroys your ability to be Raya. It's only Tom Bombadil who just looks at it doesn't even notice, right? But that's Tom. That's the Darge of Yaakov Avinu. So that it doesn't affect him Mishum Panibov, and it was Mia Loira Keri Miyayla. Come on, you guys. That's right. Talmud Lomar Atze Shitim Aimdim Sha'aimdim Le Olam Le Omi Olami. Therefore, it comes to tell me these Atze Shitim that were used to build the Mishkan are there forever and ever. And they never are Mavato, their Sikuyam, and their hopes. Look, I am a pretty tough guy, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said. And I have enough power to take all of the avonos of the entire world and balance them off so that nobody has to worry about the din. Of course, I can only do that from the day that I was created. Until today. But if I could get my son Elazar to join me, Yomalei Elazar b'ni imi, we could handle everything miyom shenivra ha'olam v'yad achshav. We could handle all of Ra from the time of creation until today.
Today or there today?
There today. But if we could get Yotam ben Uziyahu to join, then we'd have a threesome. We could handle Ra completely. Forget it. Miyom shenivra ha'olam v'ad sofo. We'd finish this thing up once and for all. V'yom ba'achizkia amir Reb Yirmiyah mishum Reb Shimon bar Yochai. Ra'iti b'nei aliyah ve'in mu'atim. There's not too many people out there that are on their way up. And I can see that are zeicha to be living in a higher darga, to be able to see the Shechina where they are. Im elafein, if there's 1,000 people like that in the world, I don't know. But if there are, I can guarantee you ani u'bni me'en. I'm certainly in that group with my son. Imeyahim, but there's 100, I can also tell you ani u'bni me'en. And I can also tell you if there's only 2, then it's us. Im shnayim heim, ani u'bni heim. Wait a second, says the Gemara. Mizutri kulei hai. How could there be so few? What possible chash is there that there would only be 2 b'nei aliyah who would be zeicha to be Raya Pnei Hashchina? The Omar Rava, doesn't Rava say that there are t'manisrei alfei dara that you've got in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu 18,000 rows? Kami l'kutshubrichu. This actually, it says over there that Shmona Asar Elef, he's really darshaning the psukim that are a reference to Yerushalayim Latid Lavo. But he's learning that Yerushalayim Latid Lavo is a gilui of the hidden darga of the Eilam all along. So since it says Shmona Asrei Elef, it's a raya, that those Shmona Asrei Elef are there all the time. Shenemar Saviv Shmona Asar Elef. And that's where the name of Yerushalayim was called Hashem Shama. V'shem Ha'ir Hashem Shama. That's the Pasuk Yecheskel. So we darshan that all the time. Mm-hmm. So how could Reb Shimon bar Yochai think that there might be so few people? 1,000 people, 100 people, 2 people? Lo kashya, says the Gemara. Hode mistakli bespaklaria amihira. Hode lo mistakli bespaklaria amihira. Look, he was talking about la creme de la creme. I mean, these 18,000, they may have an insight into the Mokam HaShechina, but they don't see through the mechitza saviv hashchina clearly. So the aspaklaria blocks off a lot of the light. Sometimes it's meir. To some people it's meir, they can see clearly. And other people can't see clearly. So it comes from specular. It's the same that we use for spectacles, for all the. But it's a mechitza, Rashi says, that hides elements of the Shechina. And you have to be able to allow light, the amount of light that you're able to tolerate through.
So does it mean that Rav Shimon bar Yochai has the same level as Moshe Rabbeinu?
There may be dargas of Aspaklaria Meira. Here we're not talking about Nevi'as, we're talking about the Mechitza Sofi Vashchina. That's a Darga Vespeklar de Meira in terms of the Mar'eh HaNevuah. Here we're not talking about Mar'eh Nevuah, we're talking about the ongoing standing in the presence of the Shechina. Uses the words, yeah, but that's just the poetic. But the mistakabas peklaria meira mizutri kulei. Hi, okay. So what is he saying? That the guys who are la creme de la creme might be only two. That's also not true. Of Amar Abaya lo pachot alma mitlatin v'shita tzadiki. The world never has less than 36 tzaddikim who are mekabel the Pnei Shechina. So that means that there's got to be 36 people. He's saying maybe there's only two people. It's got to be 36 people that go and they're mamish mekabel Pnei Shechina. So that means that it's a, this comes also, I mean, it's from V'hoyu einecha roya says morecha. It's part of the whole sugya of the Malachi Asher is asking ma pa'al el, which is what Bilam says. So in other words, it's Bnei Yisrael that have to tell even the Malachim, so what is God doing? That means that their Madrega is inner, beyond the Malachi Asharis. So these people in Mekabli HaPeshchina couldn't only be two? So what's he saying? Maybe there's only two? Huh?
I was thinking that it has to be much more than 36, because over all of history, over...
No, this is Bechol Yom, saying.
Right there, yeah.
To maintain a world. You need a certain level of Dilo Shechin and connection. Where do we see this? Shenema Ashrei Kol Choche Lo. Lo Begematria Slatin Veshita. So Kol Choche, those who await HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to be 36 people. So how could he say he's only... This, you're up to five. You're out of order. Lo Kash enters the Gemara. Ho Da Aile Bevar Ho Da Aile Belo Var. There may be more Bnei Aliyah who have to get a ticket to get in. We're talking about the people who don't need tickets. They don't need to ask Rishus. That could be. It's just me and my son. I can't tell you. But I can absolutely guarantee you that I'm definitely there. I don't know how many other people there are.
He doesn't say that.
What's that?
He doesn't say that openly. He's definitely there. He just says, if there's only two, then it's me and my son. I guess from here you can see that.
What do you mean?
How else?
There's none. He doesn't say there are two.
No, he says Ra'iti b'nei Aliyah. There definitely are. They're mu'atim. I don't know how many there are because I only know of two. But if there's two, it's me and him. Which is very interesting because what if there's be only one?
Right.
Apparently, that's not a possibility. And I always tie it to Rav Shimon Bar-Yochai. See this from the other side of Rav Shimon Bar-Yochai. He needed two. There comes a point at which it breaks down. You would think that two is not sufficient. Of course it's a breakdown, because, what do you mean, it becomes irrelevant. If it becomes irrelevant, it's no longer Mekayim the island. Something that runs counter to the whole world is irrelevant.
Avram was irrelevant?
Avram, everybody followed.
Initially.
Huh? But he was able, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if I don't take you out there and get you around, you'll be irrelevant.
Makes it relevant?
Two people apparently is sufficient to make it be the kind of...
Avram went to 36 people, just not necessarily
there. Could be.
Okay. Rises brought here, Rabbi, or Sugya?
Can't imagine. We just finished this Sugya of the concept of Riyah. We just spoke about the Ovat Sivram Batosikuyam. That's the end of the circle. Of course, the whole Masechta is full of the Inyanim of Kabbalah, Spaneshkin, Ra, so on and so forth. We're just getting into the exciting part of the Masechta. It's Kaval, that we'll have to make another circus. That's what Shlomo Melech did. He saw it wasn't enough time. He made Shiva Yamin v'Shiva Yamin. What do you mean? So, you can't add another 7 days?
But isn't our learning, Rabbi, that it's always... 36 tzaddikim to keep the world going. It's always, isn't that a
yeah,
word?
That's what he said. Yeah.
What?
So that'll be the sukkah.
And that's where it comes from.
Yeah, this is it.
There'll be a new bni nechliel sing shitim as rabbin. It couldn't be one eighth, so it had to be atse shitim.
Is that what I didn't hear? That's what he's saying? Atse shitim. Very good. Bishat ptiratan mayin omri. How could they say, how do you speak in the same sentence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and something else? I mean, that smacks of Avodah Zarah. to you and to God. To you and to God. Shituf. It's an interesting. Rav Nevenzel doesn't allow saying Shemasru Nafsham Akadushat Hashem Ve'am Ve'aretz. This is being Meshatef other things. Mekad is Shema Hashem and the Shema Am. So he's being Meshatef to the Shem Shemaim V'dover Acher. V'tanya Kolam Meshatef Shem Shemaim V'dover Acher Ne'akar Min Ha'ilot. At Chas V'Sholem you lose your rights to existence. Shenema Biltila Hashem Levadai. So this becomes the Biltila Hashem Levadai. Any sense of covet on the same level to something else as HaKadosh Baruch was intolerable. What are you saying such a thing for?
This explains why there had to be two in the previous.
Hachi Ka'ama. Leka. He's not saying Leka V'Lach, both the same. He's saying two different things. Leka Anachnu Modim. V'Lach Anu Mishabchim. Leka Anachnu Modim. Lach Anu Mikalsim. It's not that we're putting the two together. Remember what they used to do back in the Beis HaMikdash, which is what it's a remez to. The whole story again in Yechezkel. Here they had their backs to the Mizbeach and they were facing the other way. We're not that way. We are made at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Dafka were Mekalitz and Mishabeach, the fact that he gave us the ability to have Kapora and Amokam on Mizbeach, which allows us to have contact with him. Kemaaseu b'cho, kach maaseu b'shabbat. Omar Ravuna, my time, the Rabbi Yochanan ben Broko, who says, forget about it, it's not murbiyot shel arava, it's chariyot shel dekel. Where does it say that in the pasuk? It doesn't. It's a remez. Kapot tamarim. Kapot is a lashon of rabbi. Achat lulav, v'achat l'mizbeach. It's the same way you darshan before the lashon rabbim. Of the two, you said one was for lulav, and one was for the aravas, arvei nachal. So you're doing kedarshan kapot tamarim. One is for the lulav, and one is for the mizbeach. The rabbanon say, but it doesn't say kapot. It's written kapat tamarim. Reb Levi says it doesn't have a remez in the Torah. And it's not bichlal. It's a svara. What's the svara? That just like a tamar. Ein lo ela leiv echad, af Yisrael ein lehem ela leiv echad, laviyam shabashamayim. All other trees don't have a single heart. A heart of a palm, now that's a heart. But the other trees, the inner living element of the original growth of the tree, splits off. Every branch carries that with it. In a palm, the branches do not carry the heart with them. So they're just a branch. They don't have the. That's why there's no knots in a palm. All other trees are knotted. The lumber is knotted because every time you add a branch, so it had to grow out in the other way. But knots are not the way to go.
So they're leaves. They're really leaves, really.
They're leaves, basically. That's right. They're complex leaves. So it's a tree that's actually one branch. That has in it the leaves coming out of the branch. It doesn't have a trunk and branches. So it's really a completely different type of construct. So it's a reference to that which exists in the Olam, which doesn't have branches. It's everything is one kulay clear cut aveda shamayim and a belief in a Hashem echad. That's one heart. That's Yisrael. So it makes sense to take those branches. And to bring them onto the Mizbeach, to show, that's the whole point, that we only have Lev Echad Lavinu Shebashem. Omer Avira Meshmur, Lulav Shiva, V'sukah Yom Echad. So that the din over here is to make a bracha, you make a bracha on your sukkah all 7 days. But your lulav, you only make a bracha once. My timer. Lulav the Mafsike Leilot Miyamim. Yuma is mitzvah ba'pe nafshe. Every day is a separate mitzvah of lulav because you're not chayev at night. So how, you can't say, I'm holding my lulav the whole time, it's all one long mitzvah. What do you mean? You weren't even chayev at night. So today when you take your lulav, it's a new mitzvah. But the sukkah, you walk into your sukkah, you don't leave your sukkah for 7 days. And you sleep in your sukkah, and you eat in your sukkah. Why should you make a bracha on the second day more than the first day? You're continuing to stay in your sukkah? Sukkah, Lomavsky, Leilot, Miyamim. So all 7 days is one long mitzvah. So Kula Shiva Kachad Yuma Richudam. It's all one long day of Yeshiva B'Sukkah. Rabba Barachana Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Sukkah Shiva V'Lulav Yom Ech. I say just the opposite. Sukkah, you got to make a bracha all 7 days. The lulav, you only have to make your bracha once. My timer. Sukkah, which is a chi of the Arisa every single day. So then because of that, we're makbid to show that it's a mitzvah in Atera, and we make a bracha every day. But the lulav is only a mitzvah of Zechel HaMikdash. So the Zechel HaMikdash, that's a zechira, but that's not the real mitzvah of lulav. The real mitzvah of lulav, bigvulin, is the first day. So you only make the bracha on the first day. So the lulav, which is a rabbon and al zechira, sagle b'chad yuma. Ki yasa rav amr av yochanan, echad zev yechad zeshiva. So we had now Rabba Barachana quoting Rabbi Yochanan, and now we have Rovin quoting Rabbi Yochanan, and it's saying you make a bracha every single day on the mitzvah of Sukkah and on the mitzvah of Lulav. Omer Rav Yosef, Nikota Rabba Barachana Biyadecha. Now, don't listen to that man. Trust Rabba Barachana's approach that the Lulav is only one day. The Kulu Amaroi Kaime Kavase B'Sukkah. All of the people that are quoting Rabbi Yochanan agree that certainly, I mean, what do we have over here? We have Mabachlokas of Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. But we've got two quotes of Rabbi Yochanan. So we've got Rav and Om Rabbi Yochanan, that it's Shiva. And we have Rabba Barbar Chana. Rabba Barbar Chana says that only the Sukkah, quotes Rabbi Yochanan again, that only the Sukkah is Shiva. Okay, says, is everybody agreed? That the Sukkah is Shiva, that's for sure, okay? So everybody by Sukkah agrees Rabbi Yochanan said, Sukkah is Shiva. The only Shita you have that says Sukkah is Yom Ba'akar is Shmuel. But the Kalal is if you have a Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. Therefore, you should be naked, Rabbi Barbar Chana, because that we know for sure is right. Meisvei. Ha'i se lulav liatzmo omer. Yeah, wait, let's wait till we finish this. Oh, you say lulav liatzmei. Somebody makes a lulav for himself. When he makes the lulav, he should say, Baruch shechiyonu v'kiyamonu v'giyonu lazman hazeh. Because this is his bracha, for his mitzvah. We're not noyeg, even though we passed him like this. It's brought already early on from centuries ago that we're not noyeg to make the bracha separately at the zman hazeh. And that we keep all of the brachas to do at one time. When we make our kiddush, we put all the brachas together at that point. But miyikar adin, you say a shechiyonu when you start being Isaac in creating the mitzvah. Not lo latzeit bo, you take your lulav now to be yaitz in the mitzvah, then you say asher kiddushanu mitzvah sovet zivanu al netilat lulav. And afa pishi birech alav yom rishon, even though you made a bracha on your lulav the first day, Chozer mavarech kol shiv'ah, make a bracha the next day too. Ha'ozeh sukkah la'atzmo, also you say shechiyonu kimonu v'yonu lazman hazeh. Tosis points out there seems to be some things that we say shechiyonu, other things we don't say shechiyonu. He actually brings Brit Milah. Because we got, of course, that's a shiloh, whether you say Brit Milah. We're here in Eretz Yisrael. We say Shechiyonu. Everywhere else, they don't say Shechiyonu. He points out that it leaves out Shechiyonu. So the Svara is because the Tzara D'Yanuka, it's not a real Simcha because people are worried about how the baby is and so on. So we're not saying. But Tosfos says maybe the distinguishing feature is that it has to be a getter of expressing full Simcha. Maybe that's the point. It's not that we always make this bracha. But there's a lot of inyanim of Shechiyonu, whether Shechiyonu can only be said on mitzvahs that are chayzim mizman lizman, because it's mizman hazeh. Okay? So it just touches on this issue. But here, say Shechiyonu when you make your sukkah. You come in, nichves leisheva, you come in to sit down in your sukkah. You say, asher kedishonu mitzvah tzivanu, leishev basukkah. And that's the way the Rambam brings it, that the grah, that's why we stand during the kiddush, the first night. Say the bracha, then sit down and be mekayim the mitzvah. But in the etz of yeshiva, you're already mekayim a mitzvah. Nichtas leishev, but don't have to eat in order to be. If you're going to eat, then you have to eat in the sukkah. It's not that the mitzvah is necessarily the din of achila per se in the sukkah. So in achinami, those who follow around that day, b'chlal don't have it. The svarim don't even have this inyan of eating, right? Specifically before they make the bracha. Stam, come to sukkah, sit down, you eat, and you make the bracha. The minhag in Ashkenaz became to wait until you make a bracha on the seuda. So then everybody got into this belief that you only make a bracha if you're going to be eating. Which are, doesn't say it's nifas leishim, but l'chora you should, you walk into a sukkah, you should make a bracha if you're not going to be eating. If you are going to be eating, so then you make the bracha, you wait until they bring the food. In order that it should be a more choshev yeshiva.
Doesn't the Shulchan Aruch say noheg?
It's enough.
This is noheg. We're noheg to stay on the food.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that if you're not going to have food, you don't say the bracha. This means that we keep it.
What should it have the hadas in terms of?
The Bar talks about later on going out to daven, things like that. We'll see. We'll get to that.
For Havdalah, one doesn't necessarily need to take in something to eat when they say leshiv. One can just stall the bunker and daven in the shiva sukkah.
You never have to take in. It's only if you're going to. Yeah. Besides which, over there drinking wine, the reviyas of wine is chashav asud anyway. But anyway, look, it's saying over here that even kivan shabirach yom rishon shuvenu mavarach is exact opposite of what Rabbi Yosef just said. And over here it's saying what Shmuel said. No, you mavarach yom rishon shuvenu mavarach. You make one brach on your sukkah, and that's your sukkah the whole yontif. You don't need to make a brach again. Unless there was something to took you out, but like this, it's the same sukkah. And here it says, Beferish, if you take your lulav, then you have to make a bracha the next day on your lulav. And he said it was dafka on the sukkah. Rabbi Yisrael. Isn't it kasha then sukkah? And kasha lulav, alulav, kasha sukkah? I don't understand. It's the opposite of what you said. So lulav, alulav is not a problem, because maybe, kam bezman shebeit ha-mikdash kayam, kam bezman shein beit ha-mikdash kayam. Maybe he's talking about in the Mikdash. So someone who was in the Mikdash is Mavarech every single day. And Rabbi Yochanan said that. Rabbi Yochanan said, the Lulav, which is only Drabonan Zechel HaMikdash. Drabonan Zechel HaMikdash. When the Mikdash is Kayim, it's a Diyaraisa, assuming that you're living in the Mikdash. That's the Rambam Shita. We live here in the Mikdash proper. So then you're Mavarech every single day? Or if you're going to the Mikdash. But how are you going to answer the Sukkah? Sukkah, sukkah, kasha. That's really a problem, isn't it? Answers the Gemara, Tanoihi. It's true, it's kasha, but it's a machlokas Tanoim, which we will see when we get to it.
Which will be when?
Which is a remez.
Are we going to go ahead and finish through the parak and then go back to
No.
Or where will we stop?
What I would like to do is move on to the daf memched. Tonight, to do the inyanim of the Nisach HaMayim and the coming of Shmini Atzeret and so on. Just yeah, okay. Once we look, once we're doing it, I mean, and then you know, it would be nice if we could do a little bit of the Simchas Beis Hashoeva daf, which is the next parak.
What time?
Mishalay Ra Simchas Beis Hashoeva. Come on.
What time?
Time. 10:30 good? I mean, 10:30 sounds good.
Yeah,
right. Good? My sukkah?
10?
We
want to cover a lot of ground.
Oh, you want to do more?
Well,
that'd be nice, yeah. Yeah. I'd love to do that.
Davening tomorrow.
What's that?
Davening tomorrow.
Oh, that's
a good idea.
Yes, we're Machai.
Less.
In the shiur tomorrow.
I've already told so many people, I know how to get it to them, the message. Tonight at 10:30, Bezrat Hashem Barni.
Give me a shiur before, not
by you.
Afterwards. And then we'll meet again. How do we do it? We meet Matzah Shabbos? Is that how we do it?
Yeah.
My house, my sukkah, 10:30.
On Matzah Shabbos?
On Shabbos or on Shabbos?
No, everybody has a different schedule. No way. So Matzah Shabbos, I know Abba's going to be entertaining 596 Chayalim for Akafot Shniot, so that's not good.
Can we bring food to your sukkah tonight?
You want to bring food? Oh, I'd love it if you bring food. Is it good?
From his birthday, party.
So what daf are we doing?
We'll all bring food. And
which daf are we doing most of Shabbos?
With the hospital. What say about tomorrow morning?
You know, it could be with Alvin.
What daf are we doing most of Shabbos?
Why?
If we can't make it tonight, for those that can't make it, what's
I don't do the daf on Shabbos.
No, there's a
we stretch it into the next day. We do
the okay, so we'll do a little bit extra today.
We'll do a little more tonight.
We'll try to do
what daf will be the Shabbos daf. And on Sunday.
I guess we'll have to go back. We'll go back to the daf that we left off.
Oh, that's what we'll do.
We don't
have to.
We have to
cover a certain amount of ground. The topics is something else.
So we won't do
much.
Shabbos.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I go back to the Gemara?
No, it's just the first logistical thing.
Sunday we'll be back into the
Shabbos. We'll go back. To the previous
who cares? We'll get there. We'll figure it out then.
Rothschild Square.
Sunday.
Whatever it is. Sunday.
We'll talk about Matzah Shabbos.
There's such an Indian on Shabbos that when you make Kiddush that you can't go out of the sukkah to wash for bread. That's a hefsek.
Shabbos or
whatever. You have to make Kiddush. Yeah, you have to make Kiddush.
If it's a different rishus, I'm saying we used to remember we had that problem with the yeshiva. We would walk out the doors in order to get to those sinks, and I always thought it was a hefsek. But I mean, if you have your sink right next to your sukkah, I've seen people bring it as
you have
a
to go into the house.
But they, on the other hand, you're not supposed to do something that's a lower level shimush, like washing up inside of the sukkah.
Everybody should put
it's
a sink
out. It's broad in a lot of places to have your sink right outside the sukkah. Even those who have it in the sukkah, it should be part of the sukkah. If you can see that it's
everybody's welcome to drink a lot of Chaim. You didn't make
if
it
you go
night.
Out, of course.
Chaim is out to
what about for his house?
Your house is no good. It's no different than going into your kitchen than into your living room.
But for Barnea would have the water.
Yeah. So what do you want to know?
Shechyan for sukkah. It says here we're supposed to make it once, but it's
still
eat your first meal out. As I did, and I don't come back into the house making a shechyan. When have I made a shechyan on my sukkah? If we're magel and
it doesn't need to be on your sukkah. Once you make a shechyan. On the charks, it's kernel that shechiyan.
That was my question. Thank you, Rabbi.
Now, your other question, did you figure it out?
Which one? I've had a half a dozen, but please
the
tell
one
me.
About the hypotenuse, which according to Gemara adds an additional 0.4.
So it's 0.4.
Square root of 2, it adds 0.4.
So that
would basically even it up. So what you started off with a morbia plus one amma on
right,
top of your sword,
the
so you have 12 amma up to now. And now you have to take off of that 1/5 of an amma for the hypotenuse of the survey.
So it's 10.5.
And now it goes over, it's still, what? 1/5 of an amma.
12 and then take 1/5 of an amma? Or one? I thought you said 1.5 amma, I'm sorry.
1/5 of an amma.
So then we're at 11.8.
Yeah. Yeah, basically, on top of the
davening tomorrow?
Right, davening tomorrow.
I don't know. Any takers on the davening tomorrow?
Tell me what time.
Yeah. Our house.
You seem to be pretty tight.
Anyone is a whole lot nicer than the zoo we're going to end up in if we don't. It will be a zoo wherever we end up.
Allow more time. So if there is a reason at our kind for days, I will try to get up to join.
You will try.
I will get up to join.
You will get up.
I'll get up to join.
Okay.
If I know.
How's the soul going to get here at that time in the morning? I don't know if he's going to be up all night.
You're going to stop all night.
What would you like to do for... do you have any plans for Shana Rabba? Morning? No, I was talking to Chaim.
Tonight is you.
Tonight, 10:30, Bezrat Hashem.
Malayla, it's your
place. Bezrat
Hashem. On Sunday morning, can we start early? Considering that a couple of meals and thinking...
Can we what? Start later?
Sunday morning, can we start later?
We could go it's Yisrochag. We should start at 9:30. I mean,
9:30.
I don't know.
We work on Sunday.
Are you working on Sunday?
Isn't it for us Yisrochag? You know, it's like done.
Huh? No good 9:30.
You keep 2 days?
Sunday?
Yeah.
Lots to do.
You have to come back. Okay, so how about 8:30?
Instead of 8:15,
8:30.
And it's going to be a longer shift.
8:30 Sunday morning?
Why?
Sunday morning will be a dop and a half.
This
is the main pace manager. Is that correct? That's a problem.
It's not a problem.
Not a problem?
Okay, so we're okay.
Oh, quick enough.
What did I say?
Rebbe didn't do quick enough.
Aaron Katz make come.
Tani Tanak, I made the Rav Nachman. We did. Sorry. Mitzvahs are Rav Ketzah. Mokam Ayelamatam Yerushalayim Nikram Baitzah. Yordim L'Shama Malakim Misham Murbiot Shel Arava Ubaim V'Zokvinotam B'Tzad HaMizbeach Roshem Kifufim Agab HaMizbeach Tokav Riyot V'Tokav B'Cho Yov V'Yom Kifar HaMizbeach B'Mizbeach Pa'am Achat V'Yomrim Ona Hashem Roshiyana Ona Hashem Atzlichana Rav Yira Omer Ani V'Ho Roshiyana ואותו היום מקיפין את המזבח שבע פעמים. רבי אליעזר אמר לי, אמר, what is it? Well, we know, it passed. All right, פשעת ספירה זה דברים. מיין, אני מרים יופי לך מזבח, יופי לך מזבח. רבי אליעזר אומר, לכו ולכו מזבח, לכו ולכו מזבח. כי מעשהו בכל כך מעשהו בשבת, אלו שהיו מלאקתם עצמם מערב ומניחים אותם מגיגיות של זהב, כדי שלא יחמוש. רבי יוחנן מברוקה אומר, what a rovus, חריה של דקל, היו מביאים. וחופטים אותן בקרקע בצדי המזבח. ואותו היום נקרא חיבוט חריות. מיד תינוקות שומטים את עולביהם ואוכלים את רוגיהם. תנא מוקם קלני אהבה, ותנא דידן מייתה מקורא למוצא, עדי למופיק בקרקע דבלקה, קורא למוצא. בואים וזוקר אותם בצדי המזבח, תנא רכות וארוכות וגבוהות 11 אמה, כדי שיהיו גוחות על המזבח אמה. Omra Neymar Mishum Marzutra Shma Mino Ala Yesod Manaklu Disakataitaka Ara Manaklu Mirte Ola Ama Vakona Sama Zel Yesod Ola Chomesh Vakona Sama Zel Sove Ola Sholesh Zel Mokum Kronis. How do you get Gokot on the Mizbeach? Ela Lav Shma Mino A Yesod Malaklu Shma Mino Omra Bevu Maikrosh Namar Isru Chag Bavotim Ad Karata Mizbeach Or maybe Avu Amr, but also call a note to Lulav Bogudo, Vadas Bavuto, Malela Vakatov Kilubana Mizbeach, Vigreval of Korban Shamar Isu Kagavotim, Ad Karnota Mizbeach, Om Rebirmi, Mishum Mishum Bayochai, Rebbe Yochanan, Mishum Mishum Namakuzi, Mishum Rebbe Yochanan Amakuti, Kolaose Isur Lachag, Bachilavashtia, Malela Vakatov Kilubana Mizbeach, Vigreval of Korban Shamar Isu Kagavotim, עד כנות המזבח, אומר חזקיה אומר בירמיה, משום רבי שמעון בר יוחאי. כל המצוות כולם אין אדם יוצא בהם אלא דרך גדילתם, שנאמר עצי שיטים עומדים, כי אני אומר לכי עצי שיטים עומדים, שעומדים דרך גדילתם, דבר אחר עומדים שמעמידים את סיפויים, דבר אחר עומדים שמה תמר עבד סברם ובטל סיכויים, תמוד לומר עצי שיטים עומדים שעומדים לעולם ולעמי עולמים. ויאמר חזקיה אומר בירמיה משום רבי שמעון בר יוחאי יכול אני לפתור את כל העולם כולו מן הדין מיום שנבראתי עד עתה ויאמר אלעזר בני אמי מיום שנברא אלם ועד עכשיו ויאמר יותם בן עוזיהו עמנו מיום שנברא העולם ועד סופו. Because Rashi says because he was a great anav and he was very much mechabed his father during that period where the malchus was essentially in his hands. He never took over the Malchus from his father. And even when he would have to be done, he would always quote the din as if its father had said the din. So he, that getter of Anivas allows him to be mitzvah of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai here. B'yom b'chizkiyom Rabbi Yom Yom Yishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Ra'iti b'nei aliyah v'ein mu'atim Im elef ein ani uvni mehem Im mea heim ani uvni mehem אם שניים אין אני ובני אין, מזורתי כולי, היי. ואומר רוב התמן ישראל, אל פדר אבי, דקם בקודשי כביכו, שם הסובב 18,000. לא קשה, אני מסתכל בספקלריה המאירה, אז לא מסתכל בספקלריה המאירה, מסתכל בספקלריה המאירה, what could be only two people. ואומר הבאיה לא פחות אלמה, מתלטין ושיטה צדיקין, מקבלה בשכן בכל יום. שנאמר, אשרי כל חוכי לא, לא בגמטרה, It's Latin Vishita Ave. Lokasha, Adaila Babar, Adaila Below Bar. Bishat p'tiratan ma'in omri. How could they say l'kav v'l'cha? Hakam ishtatif shem shamayim v'davar acher. V'tani kol ha'mishatif shem shamayim v'davar acher ne'kam min ha'olam shem v'bilti l'ashem levado. Hochi koma. L'ka, meaning l'ka completely. L'ka anachlam odim. Everything is biyadai. But l'ach anu mishapchim. L'ka anachlam odim. L'ach anu mikalsim. Cross curses. L'ka anachlam mivorchim. K'masir b'chol. One moment in my time, the reopen been broken. The sif kapot tmarim is shnayim. Hakas alulav, hakas alizbeyam. Rabbon and Ami, it doesn't say that. It's written kapat tmarim. Reb Levi Omar, it's a svara kitamar. Ma tamar zein le lev echad. Af Yisrael ein lem el lev echad. Lavim shpa shamayim. Om Rev Yudah Omar, shvul lulav shiva. V'sukav yom echad for brocha. My time. Lulav de mavsike leilais mi yomim. So call yom as a separate mitzvah ben nafshe. Sukav de lo mavsike leilais mi yomim. It's all one long mitzvah. Kula shiva kechad yom arichu. V'rabba bar barchana om Rev Yochanan sukav shiva. Lulav Yom Echad, my time is Sukkot. Your rights are Shiva. Lulav is only a Zechel, a Migdash Drabonan. Sagale Bechad Yom. Tiyas Ravin Om Rav Yochanan, Echad Zevi, Echad Zeshiva. Om Rav Yosef, okay, so let's look at the bottom line. The bottom line is that everybody's made it that at least the Sukkah is the Shiva. So Om Rav Yosef, the Kot, Rabba Rabba Chana Biadech, the Kulo Amaroyev, Alibet Rav Yochanan, Kama Kavasi, Besukkah. What are you going to do about the steer of Sukkah? Kasha. Tanoi.